Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Marriage Be Hard, 12 Conversations to Keep You Laughing, Loving, and Learning with Your Partner is a nonfiction relationship guide by Kevin Fredericks and Melissa Fredericks that blends memoir, practical advice, and humor. Written from the perspective of a married Christian couple who have spent nearly two decades navigating real disagreements, changing expectations, and ordinary domestic stress, the book argues that marriage is not supposed to feel effortless. Instead, it presents marriage as an ongoing project that requires communication, patience, and repeated recalibration. The structure centers on 12 conversations couples should revisit over time, covering topics such as compatibility, assumptions, conflict, sex, roles, and the emotional realities that many couples avoid discussing. Its purpose is not to present a perfect model of marriage, but to normalize difficulty while offering a framework for handling it with honesty and mutual respect. The tone is candid and comedic, making the book approachable while still addressing serious relationship concerns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book reframes marriage as work, not automatic harmony. A central idea in Marriage Be Hard is that a strong marriage does not happen by default. The authors reject the popular expectation that love, chemistry, or shared faith will make marriage smooth and self-sustaining. Instead, they describe marriage as a shared life project that becomes challenging because two people bring different habits, values, emotional patterns, and assumptions into the relationship. This framing matters because it shifts the reader away from disappointment and toward responsibility. If marriage is understood as work, then friction is not proof of failure. It is evidence that two lives are being merged. The book uses humor to make this point less defensive and more relatable, but the underlying message is serious commitment must be matched by ongoing effort. That includes revisiting difficult topics, learning how a spouse actually thinks, and adjusting to seasons of change. By normalizing the hard parts, the book helps couples see effort not as a burden, but as the basic condition of lasting intimacy. Secondly, communication is treated as a repeated practice, not a one-time fix. The book places unusual emphasis on conversation as the core tool for maintaining a healthy relationship. Its 12 conversation structure suggests that many marital problems are not caused by a lack of love, but by unspoken expectations and assumptions that accumulate over time. Rather than presenting communication as a generic advice category, the authors break it into recurring discussions about what each partner believes, fears, needs, and expects. This approach is practical because many couples talk frequently yet still misunderstand one another if they never address the right issues. The book argues that checking in regularly is essential, especially when life changes alter routines, roles, or emotional needs. The recurring conversation model also acknowledges that no single talk resolves everything permanently. Expectations evolve, and so must the dialogue. By making communication specific and revisitable, the book offers a more realistic framework than advice that treats one honest conversation as enough to solve a long-term relational problem. Thirdly, compatibility is questioned as a prerequisite for a good marriage. Another important theme is the book's challenge to the idea that compatibility determines marital success. The Fredrickses suggest that many couples worry too much about whether they are naturally alike, when the more important question is whether they can learn to navigate differences respectfully. This is a notable argument because much relationship advice assumes that matching personalities, preferences, or lifestyles is the foundation of a stable partnership. In contrast, Marriage Be Hard treats difference as normal and manageable. One partner may be more structured while the other is more spontaneous. One may prefer social engagement while the other prefers quiet. One may communicate directly while the other needs more processing time. The point is not that differences vanish, but that couples develop skill in responding to them. This makes the book useful for readers who have felt anxious because their relationship does not look perfectly aligned. Rather than treating mismatch as a warning sign, the book reframes it as a condition that requires adaptation, humility, and mutual respect. Fourthly, the authors address overlooked topics such as sex, roles, and jealousy with directness. The book stands out because it does not limit itself to abstract advice about love and respect. It addresses specific subjects that many couples find awkward, including sex, marital roles, and jealousy. These topics matter because they often generate tension, precisely when couples avoid discussing them openly. The authors note that many people grow up with rules about dating, marriage, and sex, but receive little guidance about how those topics function in an actual long-term partnership. By naming these areas directly, the book acknowledges that some of the hardest marital conflicts are not dramatic betrayals, but everyday mismatches in expectation and comfort. The treatment is not clinical or technical. It is conversational and grounded in lived experience. That style lowers the barrier to engagement without reducing the seriousness of the issues. The value of this approach is that it gives couples language for topics they may have only felt. Instead of implying that these concerns are taboo or exceptional, the book treats them as ordinary parts of marital maintenance. Lastly, humor and faith are used to make honesty feel sustainable. Marriage Be Hard is shaped by both comedic voice and Christian worldview. And those two elements work together rather than separately. The humor keeps the book from feeling moralistic or overly instructional, while the faith perspective gives it a clear ethical and relational foundation. For readers who share the author's values, this combination makes the advice feel grounded rather than generic. The book does not pretend that marriage will become easy if couples simply adopt the right phrases or techniques. Instead, it suggests that laughter, humility, and spiritual commitment can help couples endure the frustrations that inevitably appear. The comedic tone also serves a practical purpose. It reduces shame. Couples who struggle often feel isolated, as though everyone else has a better or more effortless marriage. By speaking plainly and with wit, the authors normalize imperfection and make honest reflection more approachable. This blend of seriousness and levity is one of the book's distinguishing features within the relationship advice category, where many titles are either too sentimental or too clinical. In conclusion, Marriage Be Hard is best suited for married couples, engaged couples, and readers who want a realistic rather than idealized account of partnership. It is especially useful for those who appreciate advice rooted in lived experience, Christian values, and a conversational tone that does not hide the awkward parts of marriage. The book offers practical benefit through its 12 conversation framework, which turns broad relationship advice into repeatable discussions about expectations, communication, sex, roles, and conflict. Intellectually, it is useful because it challenges familiar assumptions about compatibility and marital ease, replacing them with a more durable model based on effort and adaptation. What makes it stand out in its genre is the combination of candor, humor, and specific relational framing. Many marriage books either sound clinical or idealistic. This one is more willing to say that marriage can be difficult, without treating difficulty as failure. That makes it a strong choice for readers who want honest guidance that feels usable in ordinary life, not just inspiring in theory. If you'd like to support Kevin Fredericks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.